It's wonderful to have special visitors among us and friends returning to us. Joe and Kelly, we've been praying for you and others in the Carolinas, and it's nice to have you back in these parts with us too. And to others who have returned or found your way back, what a delight and blessing God gives to us in our being together. Therese herself was the youngest of nine children, four of whom died between the ages of 6 months and 6 years. And even as a young girl, she had this great desire to be a saint. And yet, no matter how hard she tried, she could never be good enough. She wanted to reach God, and she realized that no amount of piety, no amount of praying, no amount of good deeds could ever make her the saint that she wanted to be. And her failures discouraged her. And the discouragement grew. And by the time she became a teenager, she was actually at the point of utter despair. And it was right there, precisely in her great distress, a distress of feeling never capable of being good enough, that she discovered the one thing that God cannot achieve without us: the offering of our freedom, the giving of our self. Therese, in a moment of grace, discovered the true path that leads to God. She would later refer to it as her little way that is totally new. Instead of trying to impress God by what we do, we throw ourselves into God's arms. We give ourselves to God, and we do so without reserve and with boundless confidence. It was a family gathering, and I think my nephew Jimmy was 4, and there was an elevated deck, maybe 3 feet, maybe 4 feet off the ground. Family and friends teeming everywhere for the party. And in the flash of an eye, Jimmy catches my eye, and I catch his eye, and I know what's coming next. He's on the deck, I'm on the ground. There would be no discussion about this at all. And he absolutely launched himself to his uncle with boundless confidence and without reserve, entirely trusting his uncle to catch him. The uncle who set the high school record for airs. And part of that moment was, to the corner of my eye, I saw his mother, my sister. I saw the terror overtake her entire face in the flash of that moment, too. It's probably good I didn't hear what came out of her mouth. That's, I caught him. It has a happy ending. That's what we are to do in throwing ourselves into God's arms. In our distress, in our struggle, in our confusion, in our anger, in our disappointment, in our joys, in our triumphs, in our victories, to throw ourselves without reserve and with boundless confidence to the God of the universe, who says, "I've been waiting the whole time for you." On September the 23rd, 1928, 46 Catholic families threw themselves into God's arms. They didn't know exactly what God had in store for them, but what they did know was that God would provide. Constancy and faithfulness are divine attributes. They knew that God would provide for them, and through them, they knew, through them, that God would provide for those around them. We call that a neighborhood. Those around them who presented themselves with needs, God would provide for their assistance through the community of faith that it formed. Friends, today, 90 years to the day, we commit and we recommit to doing the same, and to do it without reserve and with boundless confidence. And we do it by encountering anew the risen Lord Jesus, living as his intentional disciples and sharing the spirit of Saint Therese. Let's use her own words, words that we have prayed before, part of her morning offering, as commitment and recommitment. Let's pray together. Oh my God, I ask you for myself and those dear to me the grace to fulfill perfectly your holy will, and to accept for love of you the joys and the sorrows of this passing life, so that one day we may be reunited in heaven for all eternity. Amen. And Saint Therese of Lisieux, the little flower of Jesus, pray for us.